the man who brought sports betting to Las Vegas, has died. Frank Lefty Rosenthal inspired the character played by Robert De Niro in the movie Casino. In his heyday, he ran 4 Vegas casinos, but he was eventually barred from Nevada casinos because of his alleged mafia ties. In 1982, Rosenthal survived a car bombing, an event reenacted in Casino.
They put the dynamite under the passenger side. But what they didn't know, what nobody outside the factory knew, was that that model car was made with a metal plate under the driver's seat. It's the only thing that saved my life.
Nicholas Pileggi wrote the book Casino and the screenplay. He explains how Frank Rosenthal got his start.
He rose because he was really a mathematical genius. He wasn't schooled, as he was a street guy and very sharp, and was, in a sense, too smart for school. You know those kind of guys?
Mm-hmm.
But he could add numbers and subtract them. I mean, we're talking about 6 digits in his head and with no problem. So he was fascinated by odds as a young kid and would hang out with bookmakers and go to Chicago clubs games and play proposition bets, which is, I'll bet you $5 that the next guy up strikes out. Those kinds of instant bets. He would handicap the game. He'd say it's Chicago by 4 or this. And he was so good that the organized crime gangs in Chicago found out about him instantly, and immediately they put their hooks into him, and he began handicapping for them. And when a couple of casinos opened up, they needed a mathematical genius-y guy who'll go there, who they trusted. And that was Frank Rosenthal. And he went down there and ran 4 casinos at the same time, which, let me tell you, is a terrific job.
How did he get his nickname, Lefty?
They claim that when he was called before a Senate hearing, he took the stand and took the 5th so many times that he just kept his left hand up, swearing, I take the 5th. And he just kept up so long that people decided to call him Lefty.
And it stuck.
And it stuck. I don't think that's it. I think it was because he was left-handed.
Over the years, he always denied his associations, his alleged associations with organized crime, right?
Yeah, he did. I mean, he never denied that he knew people, but he was not a member of that world. He was the kind of guy they used for their own purposes, and he, in a sense, used them for his purposes. They made a lot of money with him because he would handicap bets for them. They were looking to bet $100,000, or bookmakers were looking to see what was going to happen this weekend. A Lefty could caution them to be careful, to lose that, you know, and they could save money and make money with Lefty. So he was a valuable resource. When he was at his height, he literally set the odds in Las Vegas. What he bet, the city bet.
In the movie, in Casino, yes. Lefty Rosenthal's character, played by Robert De Niro, is brutal. He is ruthless. That was part of him, too.
Yep. Oh, yeah. No, it's a brutal and a ruthless business. I mean, he broke that guy's hand, if that's what you're thinking about. But he was not, you know, that was a guy who was cheating in his casinos. That guy had been warned to stay away and to knock it off and to stop, or he'd be sorry. And the guy went back a couple of times, and the third time they broke his hand. But that was quite typical of what was going on in Las Vegas in those days.
You know, in one of the Las Vegas newspapers today, when they're reporting on his death, a former federal organized crime prosecutor anonymously says, there's an exception to the rule that you shouldn't speak ill of the dead. And he says, Frank Rosenthal is one of those exceptions. He was an awful human being.
Well, I didn't find him that at all. I found him smart as a whip, fully engaged, very likable, because what happens when you do movies, everybody in the movie and all of the people you're talking to are your best friends until you start your next movie. You don't have a residual accumulation of friends from movies past, except in the case of Casino, which was now 1995, and I remained friendly with him, and he with me, and we stayed in touch, and we talked, and I found him to be extraordinary. I mean, if he couldn't tell me something, he just wouldn't tell me, and there's a lot of that, but when he told me something, it was truthful, and I found him to be very charming, very smart, and, as he would say, a stand-up guy.
Well, Nicholas Pileggi, thanks for talking to us about Frank Larry Lefty Rosenthal.
Well, thank you.
Nicholas Pileggi wrote the book Casino and the screenplay for the movie about the life of Frank Rosenthal. Rosenthal died Monday of an apparent heart attack at his Miami Beach apartment. He was 79.
It's the root of all evil, of strife and upheaval. But I'm certain, honey, that life would be sunny.